The kick is up. It has the distance. And it's good! The Texans beat Green Bay at Lambeau Field.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. You're listening to the Texans Today podcast for Sunday, September 6th. I'm Drew Doherty of Texans TV. And this morning at practice, Dunte Robinson returned from his holdout, and head coach Gary Kubiak was excited to have him.
We had to get the contract signed. We had to go take the physical. And what I told him and I told the team this morning, what we did today is we went over there and put him through a little conditioning just so that Ray and Cap can see where he's at physical-wise, you know, physically. And if he's where I think he is and he tells me he is, then he'll be right back on the field here Tuesday ready to go and play his spot, and we'll see how much he can handle, you know, as we go. So that's what we're doing today. And, you know, I haven't talked to anybody, but it sure looked good from far. I was over here, so we'll see.
What does it mean just to have him back out here?
Yeah, I mean, he's a, you know, when you look at, you know, the guys in this organization who have been here through all the growing pains and everything, you start to look at Chester, you look at Andre, and then you look at Dante, you know. I mean, I know there's a few more, but they've been the cornerstones, and we've kept, you know, built the team around those guys, and I know they're counting on him, and I know he's very upbeat and ready to go, so it's very positive, you know, just excited to have him back.
He starts,
we will see, you know. I mean, he'll go to his spot, you bet. I mean, but like I told him, it's up to him to basically show us, you know, how he is physically, how far he can come in this next week. And, you know, I don't think you're looking at a player that's going to go out there and play 60, 70 plays, kind of like Cushing. But whether or not he'll be there on game day, we'll see. You know, he will let us know by how he practices.
From a coaching standpoint, obviously you would like to have had him in camp the whole time. You're glad to have him back, but are you okay with that, you know?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine with it. You know, I told him that this morning. Heck, I've wanted him here since you know, March, so that hadn't changed. I mean, but I understand the business, and I understand what he went through, and I understand the franchise. I understand all that. You know, I've been around it, and hey, that's over. You know, he's here today. It's time to go play football. We got a big game here in 7 days, and you know, none of those things are an issue right now. Football's the issue.
Do you sense that within the locker room and his teammates, and everybody respects him, everybody knows who he is, but the fact that he hasn't been here when they've been here, and now he shows up, is there any gap?
Well, I think players understand also the business, too, so I think they respect that. Now, you know, if a player walks in here and he's not physically ready to go or something like that, that's another issue. But, you know, supposedly he's been taking dang good care of himself, and it sure looked that way. And I know he's been in contact with his teammates, and they know what he can do for them. And, hey, you know, it's time to play. We need all the help we can get. We need everybody on board. And I know his teammates are ready for him to do his part.
It remains to be seen, but do you think he just adds a spark to the team just by showing up?
Yeah, obviously. You know, I mean, because you know you're missing a great player the whole time as you go through camp regardless, you know. But it's going to make our team better because we had some young guys become really good players like Quinn and McCain and, you know, some of the things they did. So, but, you know, it's good to have him back.
As for Robinson, it was an enthusiastic return by the cornerback. He was welcomed with open arms, and he was excited to be back home.
All right, we're here with Dante Robinson. Welcome back. Dante, how's it feel to be back here?
It feels great to be back, man. You know, walking in this locker room this morning, saw the smiling faces. You know, it's like guys were waiting on me. And, you know, that's a good feeling, you know, because like I said, they know how hard I work. They know how hard I prepare. And they know that I'm a big part of this thing. So, you know, it felt good to come in here. No one had that bad attitude. You know, just a lot of high-fiving, a lot of hugging. And, you know, it's good to be back where I belong.
How did you feel on the field today? Did some conditioning out there today?
I felt good. You know, I mean, honestly, I couldn't believe I finished it. You know, it was 3 reps of 10, well, 3 sets of 10, you know, so 30 reps total. And, you know, I told him if I get 30 straight passes in the game, I'm coming out of the game. So, you know, no need to work me this hard right now. But it was a lot of fun. I got a lot of work in, and I finished the tough workout. So I feel pretty good.
Are you looking forward to getting out there with the team on Tuesday?
I definitely am. You know, it's been a long time coming. You know, my knee feels a lot better. Physically, I feel great. You know, I'm in really good shape. So, you know, I'm excited, and I can't wait to get out with those guys on Tuesday.
What were you doing this offseason? I know you were training really hard while you weren't here.
I was actually out in, I started at Parisi's speed school out in New Jersey, doing some things out there. And then I went to IMG down in Sarasota, Florida, and trained. You know, I started that as soon as camp started. So I basically went through my own 2 days down there. Myself, Bill Bradley, who, like I said, was the DV coach last year at San Diego, and Matt Jones, you know, who was the played in my division last year in Jacksonville. So we went at it every day, man. And, you know, I went at it 2 times a day, like I said, my own personal 2-a-day. So I feel like I'm prepared. I feel like I'm in pretty good shape.
Was that tough for you to watch this team that you've been a part of for so long from afar this offseason?
Oh, it definitely was, especially when you know you're supposed to be out there. But, you know, business had to be handled. And, you know, and I handled it the way that I felt it needed to be handled. So, you know, like I said, that's what comes with this business. And, you know, sometimes you have to let bygones be bygones and get back to work, and that's what I plan on doing.
Are you worried about any animosity or anything, or do you think that's all smoothed over and time to play?
No, I think it's all smoothed over. I think what people don't understand it is that it was never that serious to the point where, you know, I was going to come to blows with somebody. You know, we agreed to disagree, and, you know, now I'm back. And, you know, the tender is signed, and now it's time to play football. Everything else is out the window. It was never really that serious that I think people wanted to make it out to be.
Last question, how excited are you for week 1 against the Jets?
I'm excited, man. You know, I just got to come out here and keep working, man, try to catch up as best I can. I'm about to go see Gibbs right now for a meeting. So I'm excited, man. I can't, you know, it's been a long time since I saw an opposing team and lined up against another receiver on another team. So I'm excited about that.
We thank you for listening to the Texans Today podcast. Make sure you go to HoustonTexans.com for all the information about your favorite team. I'm Drew Doherty, and I'm a Texan.
Football time in Houston. Yeah.